As I settle down to pray, I begin with a preparatory prayer. Dear God, may all my intentions and actions be directed purely to your service and praise. And as I sit here in prayer before the God who loves me, I stop to consider, how is God looking at me now? If I have no sense of how God looks at me, I ask him directly, Dear God, how are you looking at me now as I sit here before you in prayer? And I wonder, what does God desire for me now, in this moment, in this day, in this prayer, at this point in my life? If I have no sense of God's desire for me, again I ask him directly, Dear God, what do you desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? I listen for God's response. And I ask God for my desire. What grace am I seeking from my prayer today? Strength, courage, patience, discernment, wisdom. I ask God for the grace that I seek. And so I turn my attention to Julian's revelation for day 9 of our journey. And as I read slowly and attentively through the revelation, I notice what word or phrase catches my attention. I remain with that word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. At this time, I wanted to look away from the cross, but I did not dare, for I knew well that whilst I contemplated the cross, I was secure and safe. Then there came a suggestion, seemingly said in a friendly manner to my reason. Look up to heaven, to his Father. I answered inwardly with all the power of my soul and said, no, I cannot, for you are my heaven. I said this because I did not want to look up, for I would rather have remained in that pain until judgment day than have come to heaven any other way than by him. So was I taught to choose Jesus for my heaven, whom I saw only in pain at that time. No other heaven was pleasing to me than Jesus, who will be my bliss when I am there. I reflect on the word or phrase that has caught my attention. What does this word or phrase mean to me? What does this word or phrase make me feel? I savour it. I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. I talk to God about the word or phrase that has caught my attention. I tell God what it means to me. And I tell God what it makes me feel. I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God. Simply being still. Simply being with God. Feeling His presence surround me. If there is more fruit to be drawn from the revelation, I remain with it. Otherwise, I turn to the scripture. 1 Corinthians 2, verses 1 and 2, and Psalm 90, verses 1 and 2c. And as I read slowly and attentively through the scripture, I notice. What new word or phrase catches my attention? I remain with that new word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. When I came to you, brothers and sisters, I did not come proclaiming the mystery of God to you in lofty words or wisdom. For I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. I reflect on the new word or phrase that has caught my attention. What does it mean to me? What does it make me feel? I savor it. I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. I talk to God about the word or phrase that has caught my attention. I tell God what it means to me. And I tell God what it makes me feel. I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God. simply being still. Simply being in God. Feeling His love enfold me. I have a conversation with God as one friend speaks to another about what has been moving me in this prayer. I gently and gradually draw my prayer to a close. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.